come and move that in my direction. So thankful for that, it's such a blessing, yeah. Turn every situation into heaven, yeah. Oh, you are my sunrise on the darkest day.
Hi guys, welcome back to Open Language. This is Connor.
Hey guys, happy Halloween. This is Adam.
Yeah, happy Halloween. This is the day of Halloween.
Of Halloween.
So we have a lesson for you. This is a pre-intermediate lesson, and we've got two people.
Mm.
One of them is Mandy, the other one is Steve, and they're talking about Halloween.
Yeah, but it's a little bit different this year, right? Every other year, we've always published a lesson, you know, about how fun Halloween is, and how much people really love to dress up in costumes and scare people. Mm-hmm. But this year, our characters, you know, they just, maybe they've had enough Halloween.
Yeah, they're a little bit critical. So why don't we dive in and see what they have to say?
All right.
Hi, Steve. Happy Halloween. Are you doing anything special today?
Hi, Mandy. Happy Halloween. To be honest, I'm pretty tired of all the hype and buzz.
What do you mean?
It's a completely commercialized holiday for businesses to sell a ton of candy and costumes.
Well, every holiday is pretty commercialized at this point.
Don't get me wrong. I used to go all out on costumes and decorations. But the older I get, the more critical I am of Halloween.
Well, you do have a point. I'm not that big on Halloween. I mostly do it for the kids. We had so much fun carving pumpkins and picking out costumes.
I have nothing against kids enjoying Halloween. Are you taking them trick-or-treating?
Of course. In fact, I'm leaving work a bit earlier today just to do that.
Have a blast.
All right, so we just heard a dialogue between Mandy and Steve. You know, Mandy asks Steve, you know, are you doing anything special for Halloween?
Mm.
And Steve's like, well, I'm pretty tired of all the hype and buzz.
Okay, so right off the bat, we kind of understand their attitude, right?
Yeah.
I'm tired of something.
Yeah, you're tired. Like, I am tired of all of the people talking about the new iPhone and stuff, because it's all I hear, iPhone all the time.
It's just, you've heard it too much.
Yeah, it's fine. It's good. It's just too much. I'm tired of it. I'm actually getting tired.
it's interesting here, because we could say tired of it, right? Tired of something.
Yeah.
But you can also be tired of doing something.
Right. Yeah.
Right? I'm tired of hearing everybody talk about Connor. Connor, Connor, Connor.
Well, I'm not going to get tired of that.
There's one other thing, too. We can also say sick of.
Yeah.
It's the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. And if you really, really want to emphasize it, sick and tired.
Yes, exactly.
I'm sick and tired of something.
All of your complaining or something. Yeah, I'm sick and tired of all of this English homework.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now, in this case, what is Steve tired of?
The hype and the buzz.
Okay, so buzz.
Yeah, it's like this humming or buzzing sound, like a bee. And we say it because when something's really popular, everyone's talking about it.
Right.
And it sounds like zzz.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the same thing as hype, too, right?
Yeah.
So hype and buzz, we always kind of use these words together.
Yeah.
Because when something is hyped, or when somebody hypes something, it means they're talking only good things about it.
Right.
This is amazing. The iPhone.
Yeah. Or I think about like the latest film, the latest movie that came out. There's so much hype around this movie.
Yes.
But I saw it and it wasn't very good.
It didn't live up to the hype, you could say.
You could say, don't believe all the hype.
Don't believe. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now, one other way we use this is in a phrasal verb.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys are studying English, you know that 90% of English is phrasal verbs.
Yeah.
So you hype something up.
Yeah, hype up. Yeah, exactly. Good. So Mandy asks what he means by that. Well, Steve just points out it's completely commercialized.
Okay, commercialized. We've talked about this word a few times in a few other lessons.
Yeah.
It basically just means it's all about the money, right?
Yeah. Commercial here is just like, you know, businesses.
Business.
Yeah. It's all about the business, all about money. And, you know, they just want to sell a ton of candy, so lots of candy and costumes.
And costumes. Yeah. Okay, so very important, guys. Halloween, or on Halloween, we always wear costumes.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Now, the only other time we would wear costumes is when we are, like, doing a play.
Right, yeah.
So maybe it's like a Shakespeare play, and I'm saying, Connor, Connor, wherefore art thou Connor?
Well, in this case, I probably wouldn't be in that play. I'd be doing my own play. But yeah, I'd be wearing a costume, not a uniform.
Right. Not a uniform and not a suit.
Right.
Right. Like suit, if Connor and I were going to go to, you know, some very fancy party, everybody has hyped up this party.
Yeah.
We might wear suits.
Right.
And that won't be a costume. But if our costume was, for example, 007, James Bond.
Yeah, then he wears a suit.
He wears a suit. Yeah, so we could dress up as him and put on a costume.
Yeah, yeah. Have you figured out what you're doing?
I think James Bond, actually, James Bond? Because it's a really easy costume.
Oh, it's such an easy costume. Yeah, yeah, for sure. And Mandy says, well, you know, yes, it's all about costumes and all about candy, but most holidays are the same at this point.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so Christmas is the same. Yeah. Thanksgiving, you have to buy the turkey and you have to buy the cranberries.
Yeah, the businesses are trying to, like, just get us to buy things
buy.
Yeah.
So what's going on with at this point?
Right. So that's just a fancy way to say now.
Now.
But it's not just a simple now. It's like for now, maybe not the same later.
Right. These days kind
of. Yeah, these days. Yeah. It could change, but at this point. And it's come to this point in time. That's kind of why
it's a
we
point
say
in time.
Point
right.
in time. Yeah.
So Steve says something here that I do find myself saying a lot.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, me too.
Don't get me wrong, but
that was a nice voice. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me incorrectly. What does this mean? Yeah.
Get here is understand.
Yeah. Like, do you get it? Did
get
you
it? Get,
yeah. I got it.
Got
wrong, of course. It's like an adjective, so it doesn't really make sense grammatically here. This is all just something you say just like that.
Yeah,
it doesn't
exactly.
really change.
It's a chunk, right?
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Now, one thing that Steve does not say here, but he could say, is don't get me wrong, but.
Yeah, yeah, for
right?
sure.
It's often followed by a but.
Mm-hmm, yeah, because we want to give our ideas or our opinions about something that might be negative or not.
Yeah,
not so
maybe
good.
We might think the other person might not agree or maybe wouldn't like it.
Uh-huh. But we're trying to be polite.
Yes, exactly.
So it's like, don't misunderstand me.
Right.
That's kind of what it means here, right?
Right.
Yeah, don't get me wrong.
Don't
but,
get me wrong. Yeah, yeah. So sounds like Steve used to go all out on costumes and decorations.
Yeah, go all out.
Mm.
This is a great expression. When you're going to like get involved or interested in some activity, like for example, I've seen a lot of people when I used to live in Korea, people who get into golfing.
Oh, yeah.
They do this thing called screen golfing.
Okay.
Where they go inside a room with a screen that has a golf course.
Oh.
And it's very simple. It's not like you're a professional golfer, but they spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars buying the golfing clothes, the golf shoes.
Right.
They go all out.
Okay, so really, like, they don't go halfway.
Right, right.
They don't buy, you know, like, just cheap shoes.
Right, yeah.
So it's the same with Halloween, right? You know, you could maybe, we said before, we could be James Bond.
Yeah.
It's a very easy costume.
Yeah.
Or we could be, like, Spaghetti Monster.
Yeah. So I know some people, like, my roommate goes all out on costumes. He spends hours and hours preparing.
Yes.
But I just want some quick and easy thing.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Just, you know, vampire is always
easy. Yeah,
very
yeah.
easy to be a vampire. So lots of things you can go all out on around the holidays.
Yeah.
And one thing that holidays always have is decorations.
Yeah, for sure. Decorations. So decorations is like, you know, when you want to make your house look more Christmassy or,
right.
you know, you put, or for Halloween, we put spider webs.
Yeah. Ooh,
yeah. Scary things.
Scary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To make you feel more like Halloween.
Yes, exactly. And guys, I know I have mentioned this once or twice, but there is a difference between decoration and renovation.
Right, yeah.
Renovation is loud.
Yeah, construction, changing, like taking out the wall.
Yeah, exactly. A decoration, you can, I guess you can just put it up in a couple minutes and take it down.
Yeah, like a painting or something.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. So then Steve says the older he gets, the more critical he is. So first of all, there's this grammar here. This is in the grammar section.
Right.
So as he gets older, he also gets more critical.
Okay, so it is a good grammar point, mm-hmm. right? You know, the older I get, the more I love something. The older I get, the better I understand something.
Yeah, for sure. Like, the more English you learn, the more happy you will be.
The more money you have, the more everything.
Yeah, for sure. And so he gets more critical.
Okay, so critical, you mentioned mm-hmm. in the intro.
Yeah, critical.
And I mean, I don't know about you, Connor. I am a pretty critical person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. Yeah, I can be pretty critical. Sometimes too much.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, yeah. So, you know, a critical person is somebody who often criticizes.
So that's the verb, as you're saying there. It's looking for all of the negative things, trying to find the negative things with something.
Yes.
Yeah. So people who are too critical are sometimes a little bit too negative. Like, I will admit this
Don't
get me wrong. Yeah. It's good to be critical.
Yes.
I'm sometimes too critical.
Well, one thing I do like is, this might be kind of a buzzword to go back to buzz, but constructive criticism.
Right. Yeah. Teachers always say, if you're going to criticize your classmate or somebody, give constructive criticism.
Right. So do it in a way that can actually help them to improve.
Right.
So just an example from my own life, a friend of mine has just started doing a podcast.
Oh,
and I listened to the podcast and actually sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a few criticisms. Well, the one thing, too, is oftentimes people don't like to be criticized if they don't ask you.
Oh, okay. Right.
But at the same time, if somebody says, hey, can you take a look at my essay and read it for me? Can you listen to my podcast?
Yeah.
Then they kind of want the criticism.
They want some criticism.
Some constructive criticism.
And those constructive criticisms can have a point.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Hopefully.
Hopefully, yeah. So Mandy says, you do have a point
here. So the point.
Point is like, we talked about point being time.
Point in time.
In this time, in this case, it's a little different. It's like your idea.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, a lot of times when I am reading my friend's essays, I don't understand what they're trying to say.
Yeah.
Like they're just typing
talking,
words, right? And I want to say, what's the point?
Yeah. What's the point? What's the basic reason? What are you talking about?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. And I mean, even that question, what's the point?
Yeah.
I mean, can be used in almost every situation.
Yeah, for sure. Like, why would I do that?
Right.
What's the point?
Mm. Yeah. So, like, maybe you guys are working overtime again, but you're not getting any kind of benefit from it. Like, what's the point of working overtime if I'm not going to make more money?
Yeah. What's the point in having a job where you work until 11 p.m. every day if you can't enjoy your family?
Exactly. You have a point there.
You have a point there. Yeah. So Mandy's not big on Halloween for that reason.
Okay. I like this phrase, big on something.
Yeah. We use this all the time when we're talking about our interests, things that we like.
Hobbies.
Yeah, hobbies. And we can use it in the negative way to talk about things we don't like.
Yeah. So let's start with the things we like.
Sure.
I'm big on, what am I big on? I don't know what. I'm big on Bitcoin, I guess.
I was just going to say that. You're big on Bitcoin. And actually, you know what? It's kind of, I'm becoming more bigger on Bitcoin.
bigger on Bitcoin. Yeah. Like Connor says, it does. We often use it to be polite. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, in Canada, a lot of people like hockey.
Yeah.
I don't really like hockey.
Honestly, neither do I.
Yeah. So when people start talking about hockey, I don't want to say I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but don't get me wrong.
Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I'm just not that big on it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, me too. Like in my family, they all love sports, but I'm not that big on sports.
Oh.
Yeah. You could also say I'm not a big fan of sports.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the exact same thing.
Mm-hmm. So Mandy's not that big on Halloween, but she does have a lot of fun carving pumpkins and picking out costumes.
Okay, so two things that people have to do every year.
Mm-hmm.
One is carve a pumpkin.
Yeah.
So this is like cut.
Cut, yeah. And this is actually kind of fun because you get really messy.
Yeah.
You have to take out the inside of the pumpkin and then carve a face or whatever you want.
Whatever you want, yeah. And I've seen some really good ones.
Yeah, there's like artists doing amazing pumpkin carvings.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We don't use this word. I mean, we use it a lot in art, I guess.
Yeah,
like
sure.
You carve
wooden things.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the only other thing I could think of is the turkey.
Yeah, for sure.
For Thanksgiving or Christmas. Christmas.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Sometimes I say this. Sometimes I say, oh, I need to carve out some time.
Oh, yeah.
Make some time.
Make some time.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And picking out.
Okay, so picking out, it's choosing.
Choosing, yeah, yeah. It's kind of special because it's like there are many selections, many choices, and I'm going to pick this one out of many.
Yeah, and so it's usually like for clothes.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you know, for example, I had some salad for lunch at a salad bar that had so many different kinds of things.
Yeah. It's hard to pick out the one you want.
It's pretty tough. Yeah, yeah, pretty tough.
Right. In that case, you maybe wouldn't say pick out.
I just need to pick, you know, which one?
Which one do you want? Yeah. But for clothes.
Picking out clothes, picking out costumes. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Picking out a color, you know, yeah.
Now, before we were talking about phrases like, you know, don't get me wrong, and really polite ways to kind of, you know, maybe disagree.
Yeah, yeah, polite ways to disagree.
Here's another one.
Yeah.
I have nothing against blah, blah, blah.
Right. This is a great one. It's nothing against. So against, we use this in like debates and things like that.
Right.
When you have a disagreement. I'm against this. That means I disagree with that.
Right, right, yeah. Right, right.
And he's saying, I have nothing against it.
Okay, I have nothing against. Oftentimes in daily life, people might even say, like I got nothing against.
Yes, yeah.
So got or have doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it just means, hey, kids can enjoy Halloween.
Right, go ahead.
No problem.
No problem.
But again, it's usually followed by a but.
Yeah, yeah, I have nothing against this, but. And in this case, Steve asks Mandy, are you taking them trick or treating?
Okay, trick or treating. Mm-hmm. I'm sure at this point you guys have heard this before, you know, maybe once or twice, 10, 12 times before.
Yeah. This is what you do. You go house to house. It's difficult in some places with that have big apartment buildings.
Yes.
Children go with their parents house to house and they ask for candy.
Right. Knock on the door or ring the doorbell. Yeah. And when the person opens the door, you go, yell.
Trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
Yeah.
Trick or treat. Smell my feet.
Yeah. There's lots of fun with this. I used to enjoy doing this when I was a kid because you can get so much candy.
Oh, I know. So much. And like some people give cans of Coke and some people give money.
Yeah.
And
money,
chocolate bars.
Yeah. I think my favorite were, chocolate bars probably.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then, of course, you could also get really cheap people who would give, like, disgusting cheap candy.
Oh, yeah. And you don't want to take things that are not in a package.
Yeah.
If someone makes cookies, be careful.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I guess the way we could wrap all this up is maybe now Halloween isn't as fun, but when I was a kid, I sure had a blast.
Yeah, so this is what it's all about. Have a blast. Like a blast, I think of like explosion.
Yeah.
Like a bomb, and it's like a bomb of fun.
A bomb of fun. It's a fun bomb.
It's a fun bomb, yeah.
Yeah, and that's it. And I mean, like any time that I'm thanking my friends for having a party or some kind of event, you know, thanks a lot. I really had a blast.
Yeah, it was really fun. And if you want someone to enjoy their time, hey, I hope you enjoy yourself. Have a blast.
Just have a blast, right? Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay, well, you know what? I hope you guys have a blast as we're listening to this one more time.
Have a blast.
Hi, Steve. Happy Halloween. Are you doing anything special today?
Hi, Mandy. Happy Halloween. To be honest, I'm pretty tired of all the hype and buzz.
What do you mean?
It's a completely commercialized holiday for businesses to sell a ton of candy and costumes.
Well, every holiday is pretty commercialized at this point.
Don't get me wrong. I used to go all out on costumes and decorations. But the older I get, the more critical I am of Halloween.
Well, you do have a point. I'm not that big on Halloween. I mostly do it for the kids. We had so much fun carving pumpkins and picking out costumes.
I have nothing against kids enjoying Halloween. Are you taking them trick-or-treating?
Of course. In fact, I'm leaving work a bit earlier today just to do that.
Have a blast.
Okay, so we just heard that dialogue between Mandy and Steve one more time. And, you know, I'm thinking about the things that I'm critical of, you know, and about Halloween or other holidays.
Too commercial.
Yeah, too commercial. You know, as I get older, too, I'm getting more critical of things, you know, especially like the hype around the Olympics.
The buzz
around that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, as I get older, the better I get at kind of keeping my opinion to myself,
right,
or at least finding nicer, softer ways to share my opinion.
For sure. Like, I have nothing against this.
I have nothing against this. Don't get me wrong.
Don't get me wrong.
I have nothing against the Olympics. Mm-hmm. It's just that,
everything has criticisms.
Yes, exactly. Right?
So
exactly.
It's important to be positive as well.
Yes. And we are no exception. So we... Mm-hmm. Do love your comments. Mm-hmm. We do love your questions. Mm-hmm. If you do want to give us some criticisms, great.
Yes.
But try to use some of the language we've used in today's lessons.
You know,
don't get me wrong, Adam. that was a very useful lesson.
Yeah.
But you need to sleep more.
I have nothing against Connor, but I think Adam has a better voice.
Ooh. Oh, who's going to write that? Who's going to write that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, guys. Well, no matter how you feel about Halloween, we hope you have a good one.
Yes, have a blast, and we'll see you next time.
Bye, guys. Despacito, quiero desnudarte a besos despacito, firmo las paredes de tu